The storm system that brought us the rain on Sunday hasn't quite left yet. It's a bit stretched out from east to west, and we are finally going to get the back end of that system and enough of the wind at the upper levels of the atmosphere to actually push the rain far enough to the east and the south that it finally gets out of here. But we still do have some lingering areas of showers this morning, mainly along and south of Interstate 10. So some of you will need that umbrella, and most spots around the Jacksonville Metro, even I-95, will need to watch out for wet roads for the morning commute. We get rid of the rain, though, around midday today, and then drier air starts to move in. So we'll see some clearing in the clouds later this afternoon. Temperatures will be in the 70s today, and that's the warmest it's going to be until about Thursday, because we have a very cool air mass that is going to park over northeast Florida basically Tuesday through Thursday. So chilly that our daytime highs will only be in the 60s on Tuesday and Wednesday. We'll be down in the 40s tonight. Some neighborhoods west of I-95 will touch the 30s. And then Wednesday morning, yep, Jacksonville will be in the 30s, mainly neighborhoods west of I-95. And we are tracking the threat for frost. The wind is going to be light enough, and it's going to be cold enough that there will be some frost, mainly inland. Frost doesn't look like an issue for the beach, but we will hone in on that forecast as we get closer to Wednesday morning. Our daytime highs will only be in the 60s still, but then we're done with the 30s on Thursday. We'll be in the 70s for afternoon highs as well. We do really start to mild out by Friday, and we stay dry. While the weather is going to be fairly quiet and dry, this is going to be pretty chilling. It is spring break for Duval and St. Johns County, but it's going to feel more like winter than spring. While we do get back into the 80s Friday, the next rainmaker rolls in on Saturday with the next cold front, and yes, the next cool down. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Corey Sima for 104.5 WOKV.